In a country like Nigeria, it is difficult for a woman to openly admit to being a commercial sex worker. The African culture frowns at that, and being a religious country, it makes it twice as bad. Yet dressed in short, skimpy, see-through apparels and heavy makeup, it is common sight to see prostitutes in most parts of Nigerian brothels and hotspots like clubs, bars, restaurants, and hotels.
No worries, sir.
How?
Everything I can't see.
I want to entertain you.
You want to what?
Entertain you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, sir.
In French Canada, and perhaps in other French-speaking parts of the world, a woman offering her sexual favors in exchange for a good or a provision, not involving money, might suggest to the provider that she pays him or her in a natural manner.
What's her name?
And, name is Jessica Obi. Me too, prostitution. This is what I do, this is my job.
Therefore, it's easy to see that sex trade was around when trade by barter system was the only method of exchange, even before the invention of common currency. Then, it is safe to say that prostitution is one of the world's oldest professions. In Nigeria, and with the way the society frowns at prostitution, what can we say is the reason why women engage in prostitution? Join me on a journey from the garden city of Port Harcourt, River State, to Control, World Bank Road, Owerri, Imo State, Ikeja, Lagos State, and the notorious Wuse Zone 4 and Wuse 2 areas in the Federal Capital Territory, Abuja.
You never pay my money.
You never give my money, my brother. Let me the same give my father. In the me, come down, boss.
I don't give her money. She won't carry this thing. Go now. Not the way to make her come to try this thing with her.
You never give me anything. You never give me nothing.
Look at this dog. I don't give 2,000 naira because that's what we price.
Jesus, you never give me 1 naira at all.
She won't carry my condom. Go. I say no. I must collect the condom back.
You sell people the take.
I don't give you. That is what we price initially.
If you give me 1 naira, I'll pull out 4 naira.
I will add 1,000 naira for you extra.
Hell,
you understand?
This boy go die, yo. If you check me, not gonna see 1 naira.
We all know that the country has a history of women being trafficked out of the country to other parts of the world, prominently Italy. While some travel out because they had the connection, others stayed back home but moved away from familiar territories to places where they cannot be recognized.
In your family, does anybody know you're into prostitution?
No, I do tell them that I am working in a fashion and designer's shop, so okay. They do think I am now working. But there's no job, like, for like years. I've tried to use my certificate to do so many things, but it's not working.
The journey simply starts with friends introducing them to the profession.
I didn't really come into this like 15 years, but just 2 years. 2 to 3 years, my friend introduced me to it and I've been fine.
The class of prostitution depends on the level of education and so is the price. The educated prostitute is confident and therefore bargains higher. As for the less educated one, well...
Are you a graduate?
Yep.
What did you study?
I read accounting, education.
Okay, from which school?
Delta
State University.
Yeah.
So, are you a graduate?
Yeah. UNILAG. Study theater art in school.
Okay.
And after I finished, graduated, I was working as a marketer in an upscale firm and I was paid 21,000 naira. It wasn't really paying my bills, so because I live alone. I had to pay my bills, clothes, transport, and everything. So it wasn't really easy. As an orphan, as an only child, I have no one to cater for me, so I had to look for other means.
Okay.
I was not even my 21,000 naira, but paying for my bills, only my rent. If I tried to, sometimes receiving my salary, 21,000 naira, I had to plan for it. I had to plan my transport from it, my feeding, I had to save money from me to pay for my rent and all that. It wasn't funny.
The dangers of being a commercial sex worker are numerous. Very often, there are reports of discoveries of mutilated bodies in hotels, motels, and by the road signs.
You know the risk?
No, I want to hear. Right?
Like now, maybe somebody that I don't know will come. I want to see you. I want to sleep over to tomorrow. You don't know the person. Maybe today I will give you 20 or 10. You know, say, hey, let me just take it. Because I need to buy this thing. I need to do this. I need to do that. You just take it. And you don't know the person. The knife, this person use knife and stab you or cut your head or steal your money or your phone. Or the person might say, let me buy you a drink. I'll be now saying, let me just use myself to poison your drink. All those kinds of things.
I'm not scared.
Hmm?
I'm not scared.
You're not scared?
I am not scared. Not even one bit scared. Maybe I lost my parents 15 years ago within 1 year and I should be scared. I'm not scared of anything here. Nothing.
On other occasions, they are physically harassed, beaten, or locked up.
Don't tire out.
Okay, do you get any form of harassment here?
Definitely there must be a harassment.
Like what form of harassment?
Like your customer would say, hey, I want to touch your breast. He said no, you insist. He might even force you to do, you guys might start fighting. There's so many, you start sleeping. You just steal everything you have, you won't know.
Very well now, some people will sex you and still beat you.
Beat you?
Hey now, they'll still fight you.
Why?
Some will say that you didn't do them well, some it will be out of alcohol. They'll be behaving like that. Some will sex, they'll still drag with you to give them their money.
The what?
Their money. They'll say they need their money back. That they didn't enjoy what they want. It's not easy. This place is not easy to stay. Forget. People will say we make money, but what you face in that money?
Hi.
Hi.
What's up with you?
The fire man, the fire. What did the fire for?
Why are you running?
Because of tax force.
Huh?
Okay, tax force.
Yes.
No. Tax force is out now.
Yeah, they're catching you.
What did they see you now? What happened? Yeah.
I will run off
course. Really?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm okay, and you? You're quite polite. And you smell good.
Sorry?
You're polite and you smell good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so how much is it?
Oh, it's for my two shirts.
Sure.
Shirts?
Yeah.
How much do you want to
give me? No, you tell me how much is it.
Oh, you tell me. How much?
Can we take a swing by the roadside or something?
Can we do it?
By the roadside here.
To do
it around here by the roadside.
No, I have my own house.
Okay, so we go to your house.
Sure.
If it's your house, that's how much?
How much do you want to give?
You tell me.
Can I give me 8?
8? For
yeah.
Sure, champ?
Yeah.
Not for the overnight? Okay. Alright, oh, I'm coming. Let me just.
No problem.
Yeah, see ya. Let's go. You tell me. Yeah.
We go down.
No, you talk. I've had enough. I'm headed back to Life Camp now. Yeah, let's see this one. Hey.
Prostitution is illegal in Nigeria. It has given some security agencies and personnel who have been under fire for human abuse the opportunity to arrest, detain, and in most cases, extort from those engaged in the act.
Yeah, it sucks. They do come. They will arrest you. You have to pay yourself 5,000, 10,000. It depends.
What about the customers?
do harass them sometimes, you know, police, they enter their head. If you come now, they will begin to pack people.
Yeah, office harassment, plenty from policemen coming to like, they come to take money from us like every other day. It's like, I don't even know if you are the one paying them monthly. They will just come and we have to gather money like that. SARS, harassment from SARS. Sometimes they will come, they won't even want to take the money anymore. Sometimes they give them like 2,000 naira. As soon as it's like from 22 till the end of the month, they just keep coming. We settle them 3,000, 2,000. Sometimes they just come, they just raid us, take all of us to the cell. I have to be like 5,000 naira.
Wow.
So that's the like only harassment. 5,000 naira.
5,000
each person, yes. They can decide to come and raid like 5 times in a week.
The very one, they do come, arrest, rebuild yourself.
To a prostitute, family is everything, as almost all those I came across confess to be into the business for the love that they have for their families and to also alleviate the level of poverty they are caught up in.
So many challenges in the house. Like my family, we suffered enough. Faced so many things. So my mommy, sickness, my brothers, no job, nothing else to do. My sister, my siblings, some they drop out from school. So nobody to take care of. I have to take the challenge.
No problem everywhere. This one will say my school fees. This one will say I'm not feeling for all this kind of family issue.
Nobody knows I'm into this. It is my secret life that nobody knows about. My families and all that. Nobody knows. But I'm only pained that I lost my parents and my parents were here. I don't think I should be doing this, number one. And I am not supposed to be here, but condition and all that. If I look around, look right, look left, I just have nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. Oh, what was 21,000 naira going to do for me? I have an apartment I pay for. I have 3 step siblings I cater for. So how do we do it? I have to fend for them. I have to pay for their school fees. I have to do everything which I do. So we are just there. They don't even know what I do because sometimes I will just be here 2 weeks. I can just travel just to make sure I meet up with them.
If I don't have a family, what would I be doing here?
So please. Does your family know what you're into?
How would they? That's why I said I don't want anything. At least, for the fact they don't know what I'm doing, they still respect me. I have my kids.
You have kids?
Yes. I take care of, so...
So, you're married or something?
No, I was married. Let me say I was once married, but it didn't work out.
What happened?
This tribalism stuff.
Have you ever wondered if a prostitute falls in love?
You look forward to getting married someday?
Of course I do.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I do, but I'm sure he's suspecting maybe I'm doing this kind of job because I am not stable. I'm not always there for him. Of course, I'm a human being. I do fall in love, but you have to withdraw the feelings because you know what you are here for.
Everyone was once a virgin. What is it like for Jennifer?
I can never compare life wait when I was a virgin because then I was so naive. I don't f because of money, but now I f for money. So when I was a virgin, like before I started having sex, you know, I do boyfriend. They do give me money, but now I f for money and I think I'm earning money from it. I can't just compare the life when I was a virgin or to compare now.
Looking at the money involved, while some believe that the money made from prostitution is like ritual money that doesn't last, some say they are using it to establish themselves.
Really? Are you gonna ask me that, bro?
Yeah, like how much? I just want to know, like, does it pay? Do you make money out of it?
It depends. It paid for that time, but the money doesn't, cannot use it for anything. It's just like a ritual money.
Okay.
Like, you get it now, you want to see it next year, you not use it to do anything, if not family issues, like stuff like that.
What would I say? You know, this money just is like ritual money. If you just keep 3,000 for that table now, before you come inside, you're gonna see 1,000. So, no service. No service at all. I swear, no service.
Sometimes in the day, I can make like 10,000 naira. Sometimes I can make like 20,000 naira. Sometimes that's 5,000 naira. It depends.
An average prostitute makes between 10 to 20,000 naira a day, and some make up to 35,000 naira.
Like our short time is 5,000, then our like day
which
break short pay time, like penyo.
Just now I go, you don't want to sleep over.
Just
okay.
Sharp sharp.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. If you want to sharp sharp. Like 5, 3, 6, 7, depends if the guy's customer likes you or the way he treats your customer well, he'll now add the money to your the money you guys bargain.
You make if you didn't make money 20, 25
before.
If you didn't make money, there's a day you make 30,000 when the government was still good. But like now, it's by his grace you even see 10,000.
In Nigeria, someone with O level earns between 10 to 25,000 naira a month. And when converted to dollars, that stands between $27 to $68. A prostitute makes that in a couple of hours.
Sometimes I used to get 20, 15, 18.
20,000?
Yes.
That's so you have lots of money then.
To make that much, a prostitute sleeps with 10 to 15 men and above per day. And that calls for lots of concentration.
I feel like talk to the Hausa own.
They still blend for France.
Yeah. The one where is it? Where be Hausa?
They blend.
Hey, bye, Johnson.
Koi Hausa. But Hausa no strong like that.
No.
How much?
Daybreak or short time?
Daybreak.
Where?
At my house.
Where?
Life camp.
Life camp?
Yes.
30?
30? I know, that's harsh now, sister. What's the last you do?
Ha! Oga, last camper.
Yeah.
Is it the quarters or where?
Yeah, around that FRB estate.
So how much are you giving?
I'm giving you like 7,000 naira.
7,000 naira. They break. Can you come last camp, 7,000?
Like, get like 10 customers. Or 15.
Okay. So you can sleep with 15 men?
Yeah, of course. It's possible.
Interestingly, male customers are seen as prostitutes by these ladies.
Now my friend, she knows it. Me, I'm going to be like, do you like her?
So?
Now, those girls for that, they know the best,
right?
Which girls? You see, Sandra and... So at that side where you go now, they are maybe you know them before. So let's go. Now go do it. Now start you want. If now start you want. I need a place.
About quitting.
For me, I want to quit.
If you quit now, what would you do?
I don't mind. I can just... Because me, I already made up my mind just to go into makeup or go and learn any trade around.
I want to quit. Even today, tomorrow, I want to quit. Because I'm
but
tired.
I'm just being focused. I'm determined. Because I know... I've even given myself an ultimatum that with the way I'm working, and thank God I've been doing some things. I've gotten the shop for myself. Bought my makeup studio chairs. I've gotten mirror. I've done painting and all that. I just need money to get some products. And my rent will be expiring in December. So I'm just trying to gather that money from now to November. As soon as I pay my rent with what I have, with the product, that's my makeup box over there. With the product I have now and I have a shop, I'm able to pay my rent. I'm done with this. Thank you.
If you are privileged to enter a prostitute's room, you would notice that she has religious symbols all over the place, ranging from posters to religious books and other things that point to the religion she practices.
I'm very careful because each time I pray to God, I don't want this to kill anything that is going to harm me.
So you believe in God?
Of course I do.
You pray?
Yeah. And pray. He answered me each time I called him.
I used to pray very hard. God, not if you tell you to me and God, they talk now.
And God has been faithful. His grace, I know I have grace too. Yes, I believe in God, I'm a Christian.
So do you pray?
That's don't my
you
feel Bible guilty? Over there.
What?
That is my Bible over there.
Oh, your Bible?
Yeah, that's my Bible over there. I pray every morning before I step out to work for my makeup work. If I come back and pray. Being here, I don't go to church, but there is a strong thing. There is a strong connection between God and I, between me and God.
Notwithstanding the disputes, they are neighborly. When under security threats, the first point of call is her next door neighbor, who then calls on others before anything else.
Is it not competitive?
Not really. Like me, in my life, I don't do competitions. I run my own race. I don't look at what people have. And my friends here, in other words, people will call them colleagues because we are into the same thing. They like me a whole lot. I like them to advise them. Like, sometimes I was telling them that, babe, go and look for something to learn. Because like me, I'm learning something. I don't want to be doing this for a long time. It's not a thing you derive joy doing. It's not a thing you're happy doing.
And that's the much we can take on the Street Reporter today. Next will be an interesting listening on the lifestyle of loaders, who many of us refer to as egg bearers.
My Mike, Peter, that's my name. They call us Agboro. Me, I'm not Agboro. I'm a loader. Yes, there are two different statements. Agboro means those people that used to fight and arrest motor. To just stop him and say, let us see your paper. I didn't arrest. No, those are Agboro. But with the loader, you bring your car, you park your car, I load it, you pay my money. Ewai Barra Stipa
Garage.
Ewai Barra Stipa Garage.
Ewai Barra Stipa
Garage. Ewai Barra Stipa
Garage.
Ewai 1. Ewai
go there.
Ewai go there. Oh, your change and no get change. Ewai 1.
No get change.
Confirm.
Confirm.
Huh? Good.
Thank you so much, Mike.
This is interesting.
Thank you for listening. I am Bivan Magoni. Shiba Ura.